Hi, my name is Pranali Parab, and I'm a first grade math and science teacher. In my opinion, in a classroom setting, it's much easier to keep students engaged. A typical science lesson begins with an I wonder question, which is generally accompanied by either a picture or a video to stimulate curiosity. Science lessons are full of discussions and lead my students to find an answer or solution to a critical thinking question that ends the lesson. To achieve this, I use a variety of activities within my classroom. I have my students read leveled science readers, create interactive science journals, and write vocabulary. First graders are also taught to answer questions in complete sentences and use Venn diagrams when they compare and contrast. When teaching virtually, this becomes a little difficult, especially given the fact that I teach 6 to 7 year olds. These young children need constant attention and constant support from their teacher. They need to see a model drawing or a model answer. They need to be hands-on. At my school, we use the Singapore math curriculum that is introduced in my first grade class. It uses a three-step learning process, the first step being concrete, where a student uses solid objects to learn about a concept. This is followed by pictorial representation of the concept, like drawing bar models, and the last step being abstract, where students use numbers and symbols. Students cannot self-learn these processes. It is rightfully said that in the elementary level, children learn to read, and after that, they read to learn. And I think neither can parents, without being properly trained, teach their children the way it should be really taught. When teaching virtually, I made sure I was able to provide a supportive environment and ensured that I used similar methods of teaching that my students were accustomed to. I made sure every student actively participated in classroom discussions and demonstrated understanding of concepts, while expecting similar levels of independence and discipline as I would in my classroom. I also expected a rise in their social and emotional needs. While adjusting to the new normal, student learning was hardly compromised. I truly believe that structure and teacher-aided instruction is important to build efficient problem-solving skills in young learners. Thank you.